All right, here we go. So stocks have back-to-back losses, starting the week off with two losing days. So what's happening? Is the rally over? And Bitcoin still keeps rallying. So we're here to talk about what's happening in the markets and how you're trading it. How we are trading it. Oops. I'm still a little bit under the weather, as you can hear, and I'm traveling. I'm right now at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota because today I'm speaking for The Money Show, heading back tonight, and hope that I can get rid of this cold. But hey, so welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Mark, thanks so much for filling in yesterday.
Yeah, no problem at all. Not a problem.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the markets and what is happening here. And looking at a five-minute chart of the S&P, we already saw that yesterday was kind of a diddling a long day. Today, at first, we opened higher, but we are pulling back right now. I mean, there's not much going on in the markets here right now, it seems.
You know, Marcus, I mean, that's what the chart shows for sure. And with the move today, there was some data coming out this morning, and it seemed like maybe there was going to be a little bit of a reaction there. But then it seems like so far it kind of muted.
Yeah, it's super interesting because this week is jobs week, and you probably covered it yesterday already. Jolt's jobs opening coming in much lower than expected. That is what the Fed wants to see, a softening labor market. Then this morning also, the ADP non-farm employment change coming in much worse than expected.
Exactly. And I mean, this is where bad news should be good news, right? Because the Fed has wanted the labor market to weaken a little bit to have a bigger impact on inflation with their higher rates that they have, introduced. And so it should be a good thing. And the initial reaction to the futures market was positive, but we've given up those gains.
Yeah, because, I mean, this week is the big week, jobs week. I mean, on Friday, we'll have the big jobs report. And right now, traders are just reading some tea leaves, but it seems that the jobs market might be softening. Looking at the probabilities here of what's happening, I mean, right now traders are convinced that the Fed will keep rates the same in just a little bit over a week from now. So next Wednesday, in the afternoon, the Fed will let us know what they're deciding to do and also release the so-called dot plot, where we will hear more of what they think they're going to do over the next few meetings.
And that's going to be interesting because we know at the September meeting when they did their dot plot, they were predicting more hikes, one to two more hikes. And at this point, traders are saying no way. And we'll see if that changes.
Yeah. So going back to the markets, yeah, S&P diddling along. And this is where also, I mean, Bitcoin pulling back a little bit right now, but Bitcoin, wow, what a rally. I mean, almost touching 45,000.
Yeah, this is a huge rally. I mean, up 9.5% for the week, and this follows a string of winning weeks. Last week, finishing up 6.8%. I mean, just an impressive run since mid to early October.
Yeah, and I think the next resistance will be right here, just shy of 50,000, so probably at around 48,000, where we saw in early 2022 that Bitcoin pushed higher there. And after this, I mean, who knows? I keep reading more and more Bitcoin to 65,000 and to 100,000 in 2024. We'll see. I mean, there's some excitement because of the Bitcoin ETF. So let's talk about this for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's this Bitcoin ETF that has been delayed, and there were some challenges legally whether or not it could be blocked, or there are some concerns about it. But it seems like at this point it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, and that gets investors excited about Bitcoin again.
Yeah, because it would expose, let's say, regular investors who shy away from opening cryptocurrencies accounts to participate in cryptocurrency. So with a normal stock trading account, you can then just buy this Bitcoin ETF. And this means that there's more exposure that more traders can actually buy not necessarily Bitcoin, but participate in this. And therefore, there's some excitement here right now. And there's also this halving event that's happening in April. But quite interesting just to see how Bitcoin has rallied. It's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, big, big move. I think 60% gain since early October.
Yeah, and wow, I mean, for the year, we are now up 165%.
Kind of crazy.
All right, and then we also have crude oil. I mean, look at crude oil right now trading below 70. I mean, we haven't seen this since July. We were actually attacking those lows that we had here in July.
Yeah, big drop for crude oil today, down 3.5%. We'll see. I see some strong support around 67.50, but this has been a pretty big move lower and reversal off of those highs that we had in September. But even the ranges that we had in November were now just breaking through those lows.
Yeah, I mean, well, we'll see what happens there. I mean, it's good because yesterday, driving here through Florida from Tampa to Sarasota, I saw at the pump that unleaded was 287. So, I mean, wow. We haven't seen prices below 3 in quite a while here. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. In California, we have like 60 cents of taxes added onto that. But even I realized I was filling up my Suburban the other day and it was lower than I expected.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, what else is going on? Apple, we got to talk about Apple for a moment because yesterday, Apple hit the 3 trillion market capitalization again, pulling back a little bit today, but that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, Apple's been on quite a tear. And I mean, again, it's kind of the broad market rally that we saw coming off of those lows, but a nice week for Apple so far. And yeah, 3 trillion.
Hit it yesterday, right now, just shy of it. 2.99.8 trillion. But hey, what's a few billion, right? When you're Apple, it seems. So yeah, that was super impressive. Now, before we take a look at our positions and what's happening there, especially with crude oil, we got to take a look at our XOM and our Oxy position here. But let's talk about our holiday calendar that we have here. So this is going on and everybody is having a lot of fun. We have the 25 days of Christmas where we're giving away a little surprise every day or just doing some fun stuff. Did you already peek of what's happening today?
I do know what's happening today. I made sure to mention our little mug deal yesterday, but today a new day and favorite recipe.
Favorite recipe, share your favorite recipe. And I mean, many people are participating and sharing their favorite recipes here. So there's some Scotch shortbread. Love this. So lefse, Norwegian. Then we have Thanksgiving Thunderball. I mean, there's lots of great. I can't wait to try some of these. They sound amazing. Yeah. Look at this. Vanilla crescents. And that's cool. I also shared that we have a tradition. You see my grandmother used to bake mocha plätzchen. That's what it is called here. And she passed the tradition on to my mom. Made these just 2 days ago, and my mom passed the tradition on to me, and I've been doing it with the kids since they were little. So these are the mock-up. I think I'll do a video where I'll bake them and then share the recipe if you guys are interested.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. I love that picture, by the way. And it's so fun. You know, we have an international community, and it's really neat to hear about some of the other traditions and recipes. So I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, so it's great. So if you want to participate in this, really, it's absolutely free. Just go to rockwelltrading.com/holiday, and you can go back to the first few days, and you'll see that here we gave away the Wheel Options Trading Strategy audiobook, and here we had the favorite Christmas movie. We had the $5 Mux yesterday. So it's a lot of fun, and if you want to do it, just go to rockwelltrading.com/holiday. This is where you can register, and then we send you an email every day where you can unlock another little surprise. All right. Want to talk about our positions?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So first up, CSIQ and CSIQ having another great day today. I mean, up 2.5%, 2.7% right now.
Yeah, I sound like a broken record, but gosh, yesterday I was looking for a bit of a pullback. I have mixed feelings here because I do want to add to this one. Yesterday's pullback, I thought we might come down a little bit more and we'd be doing a rescue, but coming back strong today.
Yeah. So far, so good. And then NE, another great day today. I mean, up 2.6%. We talked about it. The next stop here needs to be the 62 level. This is where we'd probably run into some resistance, but super nice trend line here. So let's see what breaks first. I believe the resistance will break and that we will continue probably hanging out here around the 62 a little bit before we can march higher. But I mean, I'm not complaining. This is looking really good.
Yeah, I'm liking this move higher and keep going, NEE.
Yeah. All right. So Oxy and XOM, these are two positions that we entered on Monday. And oh my gosh, it is in the money. I sold the 57 put. And now it's trading at 56.59. Time to panic.
I don't know. Are you panicking, Marcus?
I want to get assigned Oxy because if you look at this, if you look at the longer term chart here, we see that this has been just nicely trading right around there. So, I mean, the best case scenario is here if you're assigned or if we are assigned, just a little bit in the money. So 56 and a half would be perfect because then we can sell calls on Monday. But hey, way too early to talk about it. We have two more full trading days, actually three more trading days, right? Today, tomorrow, and Friday. It really depends where Oxy will be on Friday afternoon after the close.
And we've seen this time and time again where either we're getting excited about a potential assignment or a trader's freaking out and panicking. Oh no, my puts are in the money. And then at the end of the week, it's a totally different story. So lots of time left. But hey, I know that whenever I sell a put, it's a stock I want to own and it's a stock price that I am happy to own shares at. So for me, it's XOM at the 100 strike. And right now, XOM trading at 99.16. So if we were to stay at these levels by the close on Friday, I would most likely be assigned shares at 100 and looking to sell calls. So I'm happy with this one.
Yeah, and again, best case scenario is if you're getting assigned just in the money, and then maybe on Monday we even have a little jump and we can sell, hopefully, calls above our assigned price.
Exactly.
And for me, this is what has happened with PNC. I mean, PNC just on a tear. I mean, look at this move. This is just crazy. Since end of October, mid of October, this is a 30% to the upside move. Like, whoa, I'm loving it.
Just, you know, we've been comfortable holding PNC, even though there was a rough spell and things got a little tricky mid-year. But, you know, I want this to slow down. I want to see some call selling around that 136 level, and this just keeps marching higher. So I've been keeping an eye on this. Right now, I have the 136 call that expires on Friday that I have sold, and I'm watching it to look for a possible roll out or possibly out and up.
Yeah, but nothing yet?
Nope.
Yeah. So for me, I sold the 143. My cost basis is 141.50. So we'll see. I mean, if PNC keeps going up like this, I mean, I might have a rough time rolling out. But I would like to participate a little bit more in this move. I mean, it doesn't seem that PNC is slowing down here at all. And if it is, I mean, great. Then we can possibly roll the calls and participate in a little bit more premium.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow down just a little bit, PNC.
Yeah, but hey, we're not jinxing it. We're okay. I mean, you sold it because you're comfortable getting called away at 136. I'm comfortable getting called away in 143, right? Of course, we would like to milk it a little bit longer since we have been in this trade since March, beginning of March. So it has been a while. That's what, like 7 months. But even if we say goodbye and sayonara to PNC, I'm okay with that.
True.
UPS today up 0.6%, and this is where my cost basis is at 157.50, and yours is at 162.50 or 165?
165. My break even is about 162.
Yeah. So I could actually sell calls here at the 157.50. I looked at it this morning again. I mean, we already talked about it yesterday. So at 157.50 right now, I mean, I would probably get 40 cents, which puts me right there at the 30%. But I'm convinced that UPS is going higher a little bit. So I want to sell the 160. I'm more interested in this. And if you look at the 160 right now, I mean, it's only 8 by 10 cents, giving me 6% annualized. I'm looking for at least 30%. So I'm going to hold out here and wait a little bit. I'm a little bit surprised that UPS didn't make a bigger jump today.
Yeah, and I like where it's at, but I definitely would like to see this resume its move higher.
Yeah, and I mean, we are aware that there is possible resistance right here at the 157.50, and I'm surprised that we see resistance right now closer to 156, right? So I would expect it to go up to 157.50. If it does, I think that I can sell the 160 calls. And for you, it needs to break through this and probably then find the next resistance around 164 that you can sell calls at 165.
That works.
Yeah. All right, so this is what's happening. Let's see what is going on here with the S&P 500. Hey, and if you're enjoying this show, make sure that you click on like here. I really appreciate this. And yeah, the S&P 500 just diddling along there. The Dow today, pretty much the same, and also the NASDAQ. I mean, we're just hanging in there. Still positive for the day, so it seems that we might break the two-day losing streak, but the day's not over yet.
Well, see what the day brings. It's the morning, and gosh, I wish we could speed things up so we could get assigned on Friday and Exxon Mobil and then or Exxon and Oxy and make some money on those calls. But we know that's not how it works.
Yeah, but I would love to get assigned. So let's see what happened here for the remainder of the week. We'll be live again here tomorrow. If you enjoyed this video and you believe that somebody might benefit from it, please feel free to share it. There's a share button right underneath. If you liked it, even though I'm on the road traveling, a little bit under the weather, give us a like. Come on. Appreciate it here. Pushing through. And then we will be back tomorrow. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing. Hit the little notification bell. This way you know when we are going live again tomorrow. And with that said, I'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.